Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Monday to you. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Off the bat, Breakers asking you, update on the drought, Bill.
We're going to have a hard conversation about this. Yep. I'm going to be the first person to say I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Huge apology.
Whoa.
To about the drought and the weather, because I'd do some traveling to different places, and I spoke down to Orleans, Nebraska, down at Peterson Livestock Cattle.
Nice.
On Friday night, and they've had 3 inches of rain since January.
That's it?
It's the biggest drought pocket that there is. I mean, there's been, and their corn not looking good, and they are irrigating out of their minds. Oh. They have missed every single storm. I go three inches since January. I said, Lincoln, we had 3.5 last week.
Yeah, seriously.
And the whole state is incredible. There's a spot down below Holdridge,
okay,
that is getting no rain.
How is that?
The whole state is.
If we're going to start to throw out some well wishes and some prayers, let's get some moisture
down
there.
Thank you, Bill.
To Orleans,
yeah.
Thank you.
Because
I was serious.
Because all I've been talking about, life's great, man.
Drought's over
here. It's raining here again this morning.
I appreciate that level of sensitivity. I really do. I'm being genuine.
I couldn't imagine them listening to us on the radio. Yeah. Really, they'd be like, just like what? You know, they didn't know it. Didn't know there's an area down there. And literally, you go about 20 miles at all away, looks incredible. God. I mean, it's just
a weird pocket.
There's a pocket of about a 30-40 mile radius in this area that's getting absolutely nothing.
That's weird. Now, when you drive down that way, you do notice sometimes, like just driving to Wichita, the storms are like that a little bit. Like you'll
spotty.
See them in they're spotty.
Spotty.
See what I'm saying?
We've had some storms that hit the whole state, though. I'm shocked that one pocket keeps missing
everything.
This one pocket
doesn't catch a thing. They got one rain that was worth any. The guy said they shut off their irrigation for one day.
One day.
I drove a lot. I was doing a lot of driving. There was not irrigations running in a lot of places. Mm. There was no center pivots going because they didn't need to, and their corn it looked ridiculous how good it looked.
Here in Lincoln, you wouldn't need to.
No.
You were growing corn.
Raining again this morning.
The
here.
East Campus corn?
No. East Campus looks corn looks good.
Yeah. It's by Dead Man's Run, by the way.
Mm-hmm. This means, but that means, I don't know what that is.
Need an emphasis on that one. The hand gesture.
So if we can somehow, we need to reverse the curse and get this pocket of Nebraska, get some rain.
Yeah.
Get some rain to Orleans. Come on.
Yes.
Orleans.
But
okay, Orleans. Thank you.
Orleans just a little bit east, I believe, of Oxford.
Okay.
Oxford does have an incredible golf course, it looked like to me.
I've never heard of it before. Need to check that one out.
I was pretty shocked I didn't know more about Oxford. And Oxford's a good-sized town. It's like 750 people. It's not one of these towns of 40.
C1 or C2 there.
They have the consolidation system out there. But like I said, it was great. Did that. And then
I've heard of Oxford.
It was fun. I was up in Hardington on Thursday. And then last night was an incredible night also. Went out to Palmyra to speak to the youth football team out there. And so the third, fourth, fifth, and that the youth team, and it was just remarkable. The setup that Palmyra has going on. So thank you, Palmyra.
Was that a banquet type situation?
No. I was there for the scrimmage.
Nice.
They had two scrimmages. And then I spoke afterwards to parents and to the kids, and they had a guy show up with a blow-up screen. It was incredible. All of a sudden, you set a blow-up screen. I was giving a presentation outside like I was at the Cornhusker.
You're kidding me.
No, remarkable.
Nice. Yeah.
Remarkable. So thank you to
Palmyra.
The city of Palmyra has their life. They have a Casey's right there. The Casey's, you can see the glow of the Casey's at the football field. That's how close you are to Casey's.
It's on top of the hill, isn't it?
What's that?
On top of the hill?
That's the one before.
Okay.
That's the one. That's only like throwing 5 miles apart.
Gotcha. Yeah.
How does one get to Palmyra?
Just whatever the highway.
Highway 2.
Highway 2 whips you right
takes
down
you
there.
Right down to Palmyra.
You can't miss it. You just can't miss it. Palmyra screams at you.
Okay.
Yes.
On the right side. If you're going
I got
you going east. It's on the right. Yes. The south.
So unbelievable job. I had a great chance to talk to their high school staff, talk to the youth staff, watch some scrimmaging. I'll tell you one thing. It was hot. They started scrimmaging at 6 o'clock.
Ooh.
It was hot.
Oh God, yes. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
But anyway.
Those kids are
so people went to Hardington, Orleans/Oxford in Palmyra.
Yeah.
The truck got some miles this weekend.
Yeah, we're whipping
around.
Are
you driving that black truck
around? Yeah, whipping around in that baby. Yeah.
It's a nice truck. It's a nice truck.
How much time was silence versus podcast/radio/music? Mostly
I would say this was heavy podcast, which was fun for that heavy podcast. Picked up on some good stuff because when I had to do some driving on Friday. I had a couple different stops in between for some other things that I do, but had a couple things going on there. But that was right when the Michigan stuff came out.
Oh yes,
so I was catching in live time. Yeah. So that was fun to get all that information going on during that time. And then now at night when I had to drive down to Orleans, I got down there about like 5:30 or so. That was more music. Good. I went just FM Seek and listened.
Oh God, went off Sirius?
Yeah, went off Sirius 100.
See what's out there.
See what's out there, and I enjoyed it.
That ain't happening for me.
Found some old time rock and roll too, which was a lot of fun.
You know.
Good. I mean, I'm glad.
But also this new thing with this cobblestone hotels, they're also pretty remarkable. Mm-hmm. These smaller towns have these new chain of hotels, and they're called cobblestones.
Yeah, you were one in Hardington.
Hardington, and I was also in one in Holdridge. Yes, the next night.
Cobblestone.
Yes. Did they make the eggs for you there too with the Holdridge one or not?
At the Holdridge one, they were doing that. I didn't even go in. I was on my way back here, so I was gotcha. I was kind of I went through, got my coffee, mm-hmm. and was out the door.
Sip, your weekend? Anything crazy?
No, nothing.
You had to cover the press conference Saturday, which gets some audio in a second from that.
I went on with Ricky last night. That was good.
Yeah, he was with Ricky Simmons in the studio here, 8 o'clock last night, 8 p.m. Nice.
Ricky Simmons.
That had to be really good. I've heard Ricky speak before. He's really good.
Thank you for mentioning that. He's open to speak. He wants to speak more. He's a great, and I've heard him too. You guys are both incredibly good speakers. I've heard you in press settings. but I've seen Ricky at a church in South Lincoln, and it's incredible. And it's fun going on with him. He's very loquacious, very easy.
That's
to talk
a word
to.
Right there. Loquacious. Yeah.
Well, he's easy to talk to. That's a better way to say it, probably.
Well, I may have to listen to this.
Yeah, by the way, Ricky Simmons' show, 8 o'clock
Sunday nights
has Jason Peter on next week. That's probably the one to listen to.
That's a tease.
Well, I'd like to listen to you too, and I'd like to listen to Jason also.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Yeah. No, I don't. I thought of Bill last night. You know, Wesleyan. I have weird thoughts in my head.
Let's hear them.
When I drive by Wesleyan, they're practicing. They practiced on Saturday night. They're practicing at 9:30, 9 o'clock last night. They're practicing, and I think that could be Billy Bush over there. Then I think, don't call him Billy. He doesn't like to be called.
Running my routes.
But there they are. One they're touchdown. Practicing at night. Night. They're night practicers. Late night.
They pick out different times, I'm sure. And sometimes when you get some of those days that's going to be 100,
mm-hmm.
when you can have a better practice, because they have this thing now, I know it happened, a lot of high schools have, it's called a wet bulb. It's basically a device that can tell you about the heat index.
Hmm.
And you get to a certain spot, you get shut down.
Oh.
And so it's potentially get shut down. And I would say Saturday, I think that was the hottest day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It was 100. And humidity, I mean, so
it wasn't 100 on
so
my truck.
At some point in time, you're just going to say, you know, we get a way better practice if we start this thing at 7:30. Then I'm not so worried about the players and what it can do. Because they're, I mean, no matter what now, you're told by trainers at times, like, that's it. You can't go during this temperature.
I'm interested that they're going on Saturday night. It was about, it was like 9:15, 9:30 when I drove by. I wonder how the kids like that.
I would imagine. Well, the first thing you want to do that, if you play enough night games, you want to be able to catch punts, balls. Things look different at night. It's different. All we do is practice during the day and we play at night. Mm-hmm. That's a different deal.
What I'm getting here, Billy, is that it cuts into the
social. We're not doing that.
Bill, yeah, it cuts into their social time.
Yeah. That's during camp. That's not social time. That's really? Zero social time. Absolutely not. That'd be the last thing. guys, we're going to practice at night. I know you're planning to head No Street, so please.
Or something.
This one's on me. No, don't say a word. Just do you.
So that could care less. That makes no sense
whatsoever.
For going to O Street.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought when I drove by. So what are these kids going to do? They're going to be done at 10:15.
Yeah, because when you're trust me, it doesn't matter if they're done at 10:15 or 7 o'clock. They just want to go home.
Hmm.
Yeah, trust me. There's always a few strays maybe that wanting to say, I don't care. I'm going to go. Most people like to go, no, I just want to go home. I just want to go to my AC. I just want to go hang out. Yeah.
They got new turf too, by the way.
At Wesleyan?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Rudy's.
Confirming that?
Yes.
Nice.
Nothing else of note, I don't think.
If you drove by South Street about 5:30 last night, you could see me on the roof. Don't like that. I had to clean out some gutters.
South Street?
73rd and South, the old area we lived in. We still rent the place out.
Oh.
We own it. I had to go over there and take some...
Jake has rental properties.
One. Just one.
Jake has...
A rental. I had to go up on the roof, and it was about 102 degree heat index at that point.
Good for you
and
for
there's
doing
not a, yeah. There's not any shade at all in that area. On that roof, it gets hit by no shade at all. So this was directly in the sunlight on top of the roof.
You look fine.
I made it quick, but half hour up there was what I
did. You could get
did.
It cleaned out that fast.
Oh, God,
I did,
fast.
And I did pretty much the entire complex over there.
Gloves or blower?
With gloves. Gloves. Really? I don't like walking on the roof. I kind of do a little crab walk.
I would do the same thing.
I do not walk on the roof. Walk over the peak and then crab walk to the other side, but oof.
If I just saw Jake crab walking across the roof,
I'm that would have been what crab walk is. What is it?
Kind of on your feet forward,
on
your hands, kind of crab walk.
Oh, that's what you do.
Yes, because I don't trust myself to just walk right by the edge, as I don't do that very often. That'd be concerning. It could fall off very easily. I've realized the problem with the ladder is getting off the ladder.
Right.
Getting on the ladder and up, no problem. When you're getting down with no assistance, nobody there to help.
I don't even think we should do
this. Ladder is wobbly. I don't know if it's the ladder or the surface, but getting off the ladder onto the deck, it's like,
oh, you're well.
I'm going to die here.
You're well in the age group. I don't think we are. I don't. Now, Trix does it. She'll get up with a blower on the roof. She'll haul a blower
does
up.
Does she walk or does she crab walk?
She walks.
Wow.
She'll haul the blower up the ladder. I won't even do it.
But I could see that from meeting Trix that she has some barnyard cat like
agility.
Yes, she does.
I could see that right away.
She's skilled.
I've had trouble getting down where the ladder almost was moving.
Yes. Mine was wobbling very badly last night.
Yeah.
I said, got to commit to it.
That's
I can't stay up here all night.
That's danger zone. Is there grass below or concrete?
Concrete and then grass, both. It could be either one of them. Yeah, it's not
a
good
situation.
It's not good, but
God, you're cleaning.
Those who work on ladders daily are remarkable. Well, I mean, I want nothing to do with that.
No. I don't either. I just don't. I don't have anything to do with it.
Well, got off the ladder fine. It was scary, but I made it happen.
Good job.
Otherwise, I was in Okoboji this weekend.
Yeah, we got some text.
You got one main text.
Yeah, one main text.
Saturday night.
I didn't know what to make of that.
I didn't know. Like I said, I would have been in the ER. Jake's telling us.
Well, we had some beverages throughout the day.
Quite a few.
And then we wrapped up the day with a couple old fashions, which Bill would enjoy.
You said
that.
You had six.
I think it was three or four. I can't even imagine that.
No,
they were not big old fashions. They were not. They were more like shot size old fashioned. I'd say a little bit bigger than a shot.
Okay. When you do two old fashions, that's. Hello.
Yeah. I slept well that night. Let's go with that.
Did you?
Went to sleep quickly and woke up great.
You're fine.
Sunday refreshed. So yes.
Refreshed.
Shout out to Alex and Kayla and Okoboji for hosting us. They're good. They're breakers. Alex has been a long time breaker.
You're really?
Yes.
What's his deal?
He lives in Okoboji. He's from Overland Park originally, went to UNL.
Okay.
Been in Boji.
But you didn't go to Arnold's Park.
I was right by Arnold's Park. I walked right by Arnold's Park. We went to a concert Friday night. We walked right by the. We did not go and ride any rides.
You've been to Arnold's Park?
It's
incredible.
Nice park. It's a nice amusement park.
Oh, it's an amusement park.
Yes. It's open, I think, from like Memorial Day through Labor Day. So it's about to shut down here for the year.
And it would have opened sometime, I believe, in the 60s. I was at
the 60s.
Oh, no. I was at Arnold's Park in the 70s. Ooh. And it wasn't at that point in time. I remember my parents, right? But I bet it opened in the 50s. If you could look that up, Rudy, when did Arnold's Park in Okoboji open up? And I'm going to say it's probably in the 50s.
When you were, oh, wow.
They had one of those big slides like Peony Park had, those giant yes. slides you'd like, you go down like on carpet. Mm-hmm. And they also had like this rotating thing you had to walk through. Like to, oh, which was
Arnold's yeah. Park.
They have a roller coaster also.
And the the roller coaster is insane.
It is still going.
Yeah,
gets rickety at times, but
it's a wooden roller coaster. It's a wooden roller coaster.
It's beautiful.
Did you go there? So you were that like with your parents?
Yes, I was. Yes,
in the '70s.
Second grade didn't travel a lot on my own. just so you know.
Well, you could have went with friends' parents.
Rudy's trying to
get Rudy's got a sweet hat on.
It's a Blue Jays hat. He's a Blue Jays fan. Toronto yeah. Blue Jays. He's from Texas. Toronto Blue Jays fan. Could be a Rangers fan. Could be an Astros fan. Nope. Toronto Blue Jays for Rudy.
I don't like that.
They got the... Is that the... Do they, oh, there we go.
No way.
Arnold.
Rudy says 1889. I don't know if I'm buying that for the amusement park.
It's a little
early. Look
earlier.
At Bill's face.
Rudy, let's double check that. 1889 for Arnold's Park opening up in Iowa, at Okoboji.
Fact check.
We didn't need electricity then, I don't think.
1889, I don't know.
What's their electricity?
Was Iowa a state in 1889?
These are all good questions.
Yes.
Let's try to figure out.
Arnold's Park come before Iowa was made to be a state? That's what I'd like to know.
Okay. Arnold's Park, so where... About
on Wikipedia it does say 1889.
Did it open?
I just don't believe that.
What does it say? It opened in 1889.
It says status opened 1889 on Wikipedia. I cannot believe that though. There's
what
no way.
What year was Iowa State? I'd like to know that.
I'll do that part.
I don't know.
I can do that part.
I don't know.
Hold on.
This is throwing me for a loop here. If this truly was there since the 1800s,
in the 50s, probably.
My mind's going to be blown here if that's the case.
No, here we're going to figure it out. Just hold on. We also got to figure out when.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Arnold's Park is one of the oldest amusement parks in the United States, which opened in 1889 by a man named Wesley Arnold, who is also the founder of the town Arnold Park itself. 1846, Iowa became a state. 1889, Arnold's Park Amusement Park.
Get to the park. Existed. I'm telling you, you'll like it. Take your kids.
I cannot
you'll enjoy
believe
it.
That.
You'll enjoy it a that, bunch.
That's amazing.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the oldest in the entire U.S.
When did electricity get invented?
In Okoboji, Iowa. Didn't know that. Learned something new today. That's fascinating. So that's where I was this weekend. And
God, you had a big weekend.
Got back about 1 o'clock yesterday. So, they got on the roof. So, I did some work to make up for the fun time I had.
It's awesome, Jake.
Yeah. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738-AG.
Joey!
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, someone to run the sprayer for you. 738-AG runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738-AG.com.
These are dangerous jobs that Joey's doing every day also. He's all about safety. And that's if you hire Joey to come onto your property, you got to know he's got his equipment and he has been well trained, and any of his staff has been extremely well trained. Nothing can be bigger than an error in chemicals. There's no errors made with Joey. Bad business if that happens. Not happening on Joey's watch.
738-AG.com in Bertrand. Saturday, Nebraska had a scrimmage, and Sip was there post scrimmage press conference. Matt Rhule talked for how long, Sip?
I think it was 36 minutes.
You stayed the whole 30.
And should be able to get a lot of things asked during that time.
I got enough.
Did you pose a question?
Oh, did I? Yeah, I'm sure I did. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. I can't remember. There was a lot going on. Yeah, I
lot going on. Like, what do you mean? There's like there's.
Well, you're always trying to get to the bottom of a little bit of the bottom of things. Follow up type questions.
Gotcha.
I can't remember what I asked. I'm sure I asked something, but yeah, they scrimmaged. Is that that was the main thing.
Here are some Matt Rhule's initial thoughts on the scrimmage from Saturday.
We tried to get to 120 plays, but didn't quite get there. You know, always some wideouts just kind of, you know, getting run down at the end. So I just stopped it, but it was probably at 110, you know, so it was right close. Got a bunch of live punts. We rushed the punter, tried to block it. We got a bunch of live field goals, and we went good on good. And so...
Cut off there. I'm not sure what happened to the rest of that, but that was... Initial thoughts from Matt Rhule on the scrimmage.
He mentioned the penalties. He said he had two concerns. One was the penalties. He said they had a lot of aggressive penalties, a lot of defensive holds.
Yeah, got that.
Now, what I heard, just from people that were there, their parents, there was some holding in the secondary. You know, there was that some of that was going on, but he said we're trying to play an aggressive style.
You want Rhule on that? I got
please.
That. Rhule's concerns from the scrimmage.
Two main concerns for me right now are we had some penalties. We had a Big Ten crew. I had some call it really tight. We had too many penalties. A lot of aggressive penalties, not silly pre-snap penalties. A lot of like defensive holds. You know, just we're trying to play a really aggressive style. And so we'll have to go back and look at it. Offensively, some of the it wasn't really the starters, but the down the line guys. Some of that. And then I think the second thing is. You know, I feel really good about our first teams. It's which guys on the second team, which guys that are backups or even third team, which guys are going to step up, and who's just okay with their role. You know, sometimes in the world we live in now, like we just say, well, that's my role, and then we just complain about it. And I just want to know who's going to come out and fight for a new role, because in the world that we're going to be in, you know, we're going to play a lot of tough ball games. We're going to travel all across the country, play in different time zones, different weathers. I need guys that are in the threes right now to be starters by the end of the year. Or starters on special teams. And so I look forward to seeing the tape and seeing who did that, who didn't. But the quality of play dropped from the ones to the twos and the twos to the threes, and I don't like that. It doesn't make me happy. So some things to work on, but in general, I'd say a very successful day.
So the quality of play, that's something that they've one of the other coaches mentioned it the other day too, that they're not, there's too many guys that are on the twos and threes that seemingly have accepted that role. Can't accept that role. Really?
No, you don't ever accept it. But like I said, you're always looking to ascend all the time. So you're just trying to find people that are like going. Like I said, there might be something just because of youth or experience that might not be that they can look at and say, all right, in 4 weeks he's a different guy. That's what you're looking for, is people like that that can be different people, and they're always, you know, fighting for playing time, wanting to be able to get more, doing the extra, all those things you want to do.
100.
You can just we've all been around and we know who those guys are. They'll do a great job. And there's some guys that are just kind of status quo.
I know that.
Yeah.
Boy, do I know that. I did ask, wondering about the questions. I asked about the tackling because.
Ready for that?
What was your question?
And I can answer that. I have the answer.
Coach. You mentioned last week after the scrimmage that you weren't pleased with the tackling. Was it better this time?
Nice.
I showed them on Sunday. I showed them like our team at Baylor, and I hate doing this, but I showed them tackling. And I think it really, if it exposed anything, it kind of exposed me a little bit. Like, well, Coach, we can do that. Like, because our kids at Temple, at Baylor, would come in and try to, you know, end your life. I said that. I got to be careful how I said that, but they try to come in and they try to knock you off the field, right? Like, as you're being held up, and they're, you know, they're like, Coach, you always talk about, you know, taking care of each other. And so having to go back and be like, hey, we thud one way, we're live another way. And, you know, when we go live, I'm always like, hey, guys, if a guy's coming across the middle, just trying to, you know, let's not blow him up. You know, I think about the play with Fedoni where he got, you know, kind of hit in the leg, and say, you know, don't blow up a D line that doesn't see it. So I think once they got that, they were way better. We ran better angles this week, much more physical. We struck well all week. And then today there was one missed tackle on Mosey that went for a long play that right away the DB was like, I gotta take one more step. But for being where we are, and we got a lot of live work during the week, I feel pretty good about our tackling right now compared to where it was a week ago. And I think a lot of that honestly falls back on me just, you know, illuminating for them, hey, what I expect when it looks live.
There you go. So that was better. The offense, in that spiel, I missed it. He said there was one missed tackle and Isaiah Mosey went for a long gain.
Didn't hear that.
That happened. He said that. So Mosey had a long run. I think they broke off a long run right away. One of the running backs went untouched for a long gain. The offense, okay, the other question was, Coach Dana Holgorsen mentioned on Friday that they needed to sustain the offense. He was looking for the offense to sustain drives because they've just been working on situations. They haven't even worked on that. But you may not have
no,
that.
No, what was the answer
They
to
did
that?
Sustain drives. He said, Rule said, I thought the offense was extremely efficient. So last week it was extremely efficient. This week it was extreme. Last week's scrimmage was extremely efficient. This week's scrimmage was extremely efficient. He did say the offense got off to a hot start and the defense fought back. They got a turnover for a touchdown. It was a good back and forth. But he said even when the offense didn't score, they did move the football and change the field. The offense has had the upper hand, for sure. I mean, maybe that – I don't know. You've explained why that could be the case. It is the case, so make of it what you will.
Yeah, at this point in time, it levels out a little bit more. Like I said, it used to always be historic, like I said. It was always defense ahead,
right,
offense caught up. That was always just the standard. And a lot of it I mentioned on air is that they just – offense is going to do so much work all year long.
Right.
So it helps them a bunch. Then usually by now it levels out a little bit. So
they need to it needs to level a little, I think.
Yeah, you want to have to be like, it was really a back and forth on this. When you're playing, you know, you versus you, you want a lot of like, sometimes it was this time, sometimes it was this side. That's what you hope to have happen for the most part.
There you go. Anything else catch your fancy? Yeah, did he talk about Archie Wilson?
He did a little bit in that quote there. Just said they tried to come after him a little bit.
Okay, skip that. We've talked a lot about Archie. He said field goals are a work in progress. Do you have that?
Yes.
I think when you watch what Archie can do, you know, I'm always saying to myself, what will other teams do? You know, so, if it were me, I'd probably go punt safe and make him kick it and just try to fair catch it and hold it up, or I'd come after it. So we're kind of working both. So we just wanted to come after them today with some live reps. Again, his first punt in the football game against Cincinnati will be his first punt in a football game ever. And so making sure that he's getting that shrapnel in front of him. And the guys that we have, I mean, we have former quarterbacks on there. We have great – so we have all these different guys because of the possibilities it opens up, but making sure they're ready for prime time in terms of blocking. So I'm pleased with the punt game. It looks as good as it can look, I think. Field goals are still a work in progress. We don't have a defined, hey, this is the guy, and I don't have a defined what's the yard line. I know we're good and tight, but, like, as we get out there, what's the consistency? And so, I'll have to go back and look at, that today because we got a lot of kicks in today, but different snapper, different holder, just seeing, like, hey, who did the best job with the battery as it would normally be.
Where do you want it to extend to? What was your comfort zone for a field goal kicker? 44?
Well, your goal is that once you get inside the 30, it's like, okay, we got three. That's kind of what you're thinking. Always can be a miss, but that's where you want to be. Like, I feel very comfortable once I get inside the 30.
Okay.
And then where is your, what is your ultimate number and where would you take the risk at? And generally they're going to ask you, where are you at? Sometimes, I've been in meetings for it. Coach, 34 yard line or whatever it is. You just give them a number. So it depends on where you're based at, what you look like. And then you always want to say, you always have a number like, well, can we make this? Mm-hmm. Could he make one? Can he make one from 56 or can he make, and it's like he's done it in practice. He has a chance. I wouldn't be more like probably wouldn't do that on a 4th and 12 from there, end of half, end of game to win it. Yes, we have those capabilities. That's the big one you want to know for is end of game, end of half. Okay. Do we throw it in the end zone on the last play or do we try to kick this field goal? Because big difference where that ball comes back to you on a miss.
Oh.
And so you want to, so all of a sudden if there's some time left, say, do we want to kick a 59-yarder and take a shot at it, and then there's still 20-some seconds on the clock. They get the ball back at this side. They hit one pass, and they get three on you. So that's all game management stuff that you're looking at.
20, yeah. God dang, inside the 30, you get to the 29, still your 45-yarder. Huh. I mean, this is real football now.
You just want to have it. You always want to talk
real football, Jake.
You always want to talk about which hash you like it better off of. It's end of the game. Something like that. Hey, if he's going to have to kick one, where do you want to be at? He's better off. He likes the left better. He likes the right better. Whatever it is. So you make those changes.
You got to find a kicker that can hit consistently from 44.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Basically, in that range, whatever it is. So you just want to be like, okay, once we You need to know, like, hey, once we get inside the 34, whatever yard line is, 30 was always up kind of, that's a standard one, that we're going to kick it.
I got it.
We're going to kick it. This is going to be
our
and we're up for it.
That's why it's just,
And it never stays the same, too, because you've always got to factor out what's the wind doing? What's going on with it? So you just can't say, oh, yeah, it's always this. Sometimes you'll get down and just say, I think we're at the 36 going this way, and we're at the 30 going this way.
Okay.
That can be kind of a deal also.
Okay.
That's why it's always amazing when you see guys like make a 66-yard kick or a 70-yard kick. The whole operation is not easy. You know, it's 44 yards is a good kick to be made. That's 70 yards with Cam Little the other day and Justin Tucker making a 66-yarder. That's insane.
Yeah. It is.
In the game. It's not practice. In the game.
Yeah.
Those guys make that.
Injuries, nothing major. Well, I mean, there was a guy that went down they don't know. Gibson Pyle, a redshirt freshman guard who was actually working with the twos.
He was with the twos, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pyle and Shake Shack guards, twos, young. Pyle went down. We don't know. You just don't know. He didn't know at that point how that was. We'll find out this week. I couldn't understand if he said Javon Wright. He didn't. I don't think he practiced. He was talking fast. I couldn't quite understand. I don't think he practiced, but just camp bumps and bruises.
Gotcha.
There might have been some guys held out with camps, bumps and bruises that just nothing to worry about. Pyle went down. That's one to watch.
Anything else in practice that intrigued you?
Now,
we did learn on Friday, at the end of the show, that Nebraska would be wearing alternate jerseys against USC on November 1st.
Yes, black.
All black?
Black jerseys for the USC game. It could be a night. I ruled, basically said it'll be a night game. Now, that's not announced officially. In fact, it doesn't get announced till 11 days out. But he thinks is laboring under the illusion that it's going to be a night game. Which would make that, I guess, there was some pushback from like Sean that he thought if you're gonna do alternates, don't do it when USC's in town because it's just such a beautiful college football painting with those traditional uniforms.
I'm on board with Sean.
Yes.
I don't care which way they do it, how they do it, that but what he just said is right. When Michigan goes out to play USC, I don't want to see USC. In black jerseys. I don't want to see that.
I'm with you.
I want to see the traditional matchups of unbelievable traditional schools that have done it forever. I like that. I like what Sean said.
I do too. You know, I was attacked on social media for that take as an old. Yeah, you're an old man. Just shut up type stuff, you know. but I don't know. I mean, what if I think it helps that if it is a night game. It was kind of funny. Rule said, he said, I would never wear black during the day. Well, they might be wearing, and it's not for sure a night game. I mean, it could be a 2:30 kickoff.
Well, it also won't be an 11 a.m. Depends a lot on how the teams are doing.
Yeah,
that's right.
Teams aren't going well for the teams, it could be a 2:30 game, could be a whatever game. That's kind of how it works out.
Right. So they're going to wear, I will say this. They are sharp. I like them. I think it's just kind of basic uniforms. They're just black. You know, there's no crazy stuff like they've had in the past. They've had some crazy alternates. Like crazy alternates where you couldn't see the number.
Yeah, that was a pain. In the press box?
Yeah.
He's like how do you
have
see
like,
that?
Like script numbers?
Yeah,
type thing?
Script numbers with and like black jerseys with red numbers. That
yeah,
you couldn't
it was hard to see.
Okay, I remember those. That's a bad look.
I thought it was. I mean,
you couldn't tell sevens and ones apart very well. And there's just a lot of problems with those jerseys.
So, yeah. But here's the thing. And I get this part. The players, I think, really like it.
Yeah.
The players like it. So, I mean, it's sort of, to me, it's almost like that's all I need to know. If the players want to do it, nobody should care what I think. I mean, just let the players, it's their deal, so let them have their fun. That's what I'd say.
All right, there's your update from Matt Rhule, Saturday after practice.
Saturday practice. It was they practiced at 2:30.
I've been hot.
Yeah, 2:30 to, I mean, I was sitting over there writing at 7 o'clock Saturday. You guys had a much better time than I did, I'm sure.
Now, were you, during this time, were you ever outside? Were you in the press box the whole time?
I was never outside.
You were never
outside? Well, I had to walk to the
So it wasn't.
I parked
that
in the parking garage.
Yeah, the parking garage. You had to foot it over there.
I didn't mean it that
up.
Way. I meant I was yeah. Saturday
How'd
night.
How'd you hold up? How'd you do that? I mean,
it wasn't that.
Okay.
I just meant the kind of the Saturday was kind of a just a work day, you know.
So everyone sits up in the press box?
No, I'm sorry. It was the press area, which is in the Hawks Championship Center. There's a press area. I don't think it was there when you were there.
Okay, now I'm confused again now. So they practiced inside the Hawks?
No, I think they practiced out. No, they practiced outside, but then they do the press conference in the press area in Hawks.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I'm with you
that
now.
Makes sense. Yeah. It's nice. It's a nice
So you didn't
it.
Get to see any of the scrimmage?
Zero.
Gotcha.
No media.
I mean, for all I know, they didn't scrimmage and they made the whole thing up. I mean, I didn't see any. No, you can't see anything. Can't see anything.
Before we get to break, a place you might want to go to for breakfast, brunch, or lunch today in Lincoln and downtown is where, Bill?
Early Bird.
The Bird at 19th and K. Stop by for a variety of options.
Pastels.
Waffles, breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak. They have so many options there. And, of course, don't forget the world-famous Hash Holes.
Hash Holes.
Hash Holes.
Wow. Make it part of your breakfast, brunch, or lunch. 6:30. It's open now for business.
Stop Jamie.
Till 2 p.m. Breakfast, brunch, and lunch every single day. Early Bird.
Sounds really
good. At 19th and K.
I wonder what they have for lunch.
Same stuff.
I was going to say, if I went there, if I went there for lunch, I'd be doing straight brunch.
Oh.
There's no chance. I'm like, you have a burger? I'm like, no, I want
breakfast
food.
Absolutely.
I want breakfast food. I want a pancake at noon would be great. Never done that.
I saw you
make that happen.
I've done the breakfast dinner a lot. Growing up, your mom would do it,
but not lunch.
All of a sudden, never one time has been like for lunch. We're having scrambled eggs and
God,
pancakes.
That was a great time when mom said breakfast dinner.
Oh,
you got to be kidding!
That was like that. When did you guys get it? How often?
Not very. I would say once every 4 months.
That'd be about right. About once every four months.
Three times a year.
About 3 to 4 times a year. But it was
that max.
Those were good days.
But when you caught the wind of it, like when. Hold it. I just talked to mom. It looks as if we might be going breakfast.
Is that a bacon smell?
Is that a bacon smell? A bacon smell will change your life.
Yeah.
Anytime.
That happens at Early Bird as well. When we come back, update on Michigan. The punishment is out there. What's the punishment next in Early Break in the Ticket?
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.